Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless young man.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this wonderful episode on the silsila Spiritual Cure. And this silsila is designed specifically for the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For those Muslims, for those believers out there who are going through very difficult times, whether it can be physical problems and difficulties, spiritual problems and difficulties and ailments as well. As you know, the famous hadith, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The power of intentions we can never illustrate or expand enough. So make good intentions, don't delay. Make them right now, in fact, that I'm watching. I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. Transfer this knowledge to other believers, to other people, to other Muslims, especially our family members, our neighbors, our relatives, our children. Whatever we learn, share it with others as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. I do hope that by now you know your notebooks should be out, your pens should be out, so you can write down the important Madani pearls of advices, wada'if, incantations, what to be recited for which issue and problem, so that you can always refer to it at a later stage. As they say, ink is the best memory, and capture knowledge by writing it down. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are countless of benefits of and blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak or Salawat, for salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is stated in a beautiful and blessed narration, that the person who recites Durood-e Paak or Salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, in paradise. Kya baat Madina ki? If you and I, if we also want to be included amongst these privileged people, these fortunate people, that before they pass away, ulama ikram mention, Allah Azza wa Jal will show these privileged people their place in paradise through a dream. You know what to do? Then send as much as you can Durood-e Paak, Salawat, use that, those priceless moments of our lives in sending Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reciting the glorious Quran, making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, just wasting our life and our time. Let us recite together, Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in our previous episode, one of the discussions that we had was a person had mentioned they were in a state of depression. And depression, as you know, it's caused by several factors. Maybe too much of tension on the person, maybe a lot of stress, anxiety, worry, pressure, whether at work or in the home, things are not going our way. So the person falls into a state of depression, some in acute depression, which is a severe form of depression. We had covered this in our previous episode in quite some detail. However, sort of a continuation from there. When a person is so depressed, so they feel helpless and hopeless, like they want to give up. Remember the beautiful ayah of the glorious Quran, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. As long as you are alive, you're living, you're breathing, you have a chance to turn your life around, come back to the perfect lifestyle, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshaAllah ta'ala, we will remove these mental issues like depression. As I mentioned, a little bit of a continuation from there. For some people who are trapped in the tricks and deceptions of shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, they may even think about suicide. And suicide is such a bad thing. Those that think and contemplate of committing suicide because of their current condition, their position and circumstance, when they feel helpless and hopeless and nobody's helping them or supporting them, they probably think that if I end my life, then all my problems will disappear. But instead of giving relief, this actually brings about the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal for these unfortunate people. Because let me tell you something, no matter how big your problems are, you name it, wherever you are in the world today, right now, watching the Silsila of Madani channel, no matter how deep you are in debts or what tension or pressure or stress or worry, anxiety, depression or acute depression, no matter what problems and issues you have in your life, always keep this in mind, that they are temporary. Our lives are temporary, and so too, our problems, our difficulties, our calamities are also temporary. When the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salam, finally arrives to seize our soul, all these issues and problems of this world, they disappear. They are gone. And the real problems start in the grave, which is the first stage of the hereafter. Are we prepared for that? If we didn't prepare, then the real problems start. If we did, that grave will become a place of comfort and safety and security for us. And that person who thinks about, and if you are one of them, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove this deception of shaitan, Satan the cursed and humiliated one. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove this evil thinking of one who wants to commit suicide. Rather they bring upon that wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal upon them. And keep this hadith pak in mind. It is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari that one who committed suicide will be punished with the same tool, the same item with which he killed himself. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? Now, I don't want to go into the details of how people commit suicide, but for you out there, you are intelligent, you understand what I'm saying. Now, however a person finishes their life, this life of ours is really precious. It doesn't actually belong to us. It belongs to our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. And the person who destroys this great bounty will have so much of regret in the grave and the hereafter, but it will be too late, nobody will assist there. If a person acts upon the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now here's one way that we can actually remove depression from our lives. Because you see, suicidal thoughts, one of the root causes of this is depression, which we discussed last week in the last episode. So if we identify what are the root problems in my life that are creating other problems, and in particular here, suicidal thoughts is mostly caused because a person is in that state of depression. So listen to this, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. It's mentioned in Al-Mustadrak that tie the turban and your tolerance will increase. The scholars mentioned that tying the turban, it relieves one from severe depression and it strengthens one's ability and capability of endurance. So no matter what life throws at you, no matter what obstacles come in your path, no matter what hurdles and problems and issues are there, one of the simple and practical, for Islamic brothers in particular, the Imam al-Sharif, And if you wear it because it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that just for wearing it you are getting thawab, you are getting reward from Allah azza wa jal. And this is the currency of the akhirah. Tell me something. If somebody told us, okay, if you wear the Imamah Sharif, the turban, I will give you 1,000 rand or 1,000 pounds or dollars a day just for wearing the Imamah Sharif. We'll wear the Imamah Sharif every single day of our lives. Why? Because we can see some monetary gain. We can see some reward. But here, on the Day of Judgment, all the currencies of this world, they will be useless. They won't even exist at that time. The currency there is neki, is thawab, is reward, is good deeds. And if we wear this with the intention of sunnah, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will see that monetary gain or that currency of the akhirah there inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, another way of treating depression or removing suicidal thoughts from the mind is not to think about the problems. Yes, look for solutions, and believe you me, our beautiful practical deen of Islam, it teaches us and shows us practical solutions where anybody can apply it in their lives. So look for the solutions, sit in the company of Sunni ulama, sit in the company of Muballighin of Dawat Islami. And inshallah azza wa jal, you Islamic brothers out there, you travel on Madani Qafilas, or you attend the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima of Dawud Islami, attend the Dars of Dawud Islami. In fact, start Dars from Faizan Sunnat in your homes. This will have a great positive impact in your lives, in your homes as well. So the scholars mention, don't think too much about the problems. Just look for the solutions. But if you think too much, and it will make you, shaitan will come, he will fan those negative thoughts in our minds, and then it will drift slowly, slowly towards thinking about suicide. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, has said that the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated, whoever suffers from great worries, his body falls sick. So you think about this. The researchers, the scientists of today, this is what they're telling us, that mental problems, like too much of worrying, depression, etc., it will make your body sick. And this is what the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning us against, that mental problems will create physical problems as well. May Allah azza wa jalla protect us and remove these evil thoughts and waswasas, evil whispers of shaitan from our minds. We need to train our minds. Train our minds that no matter what the condition is, no matter what it is, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises are due to Allah, no matter what my condition. Believe me, if you train your mind like this, you will gain much needed peace of mind and solace, comfort and tranquility in the heart. Never ever leave salah. The ulama kiram tell us, because if a person leaves salah, it's very easy for his iman to weaken to such an extent that shaitan will destroy this person. May Allah will protect us, our families, our children and our future generations from the tricks and the traps of the devious shaitan. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Engage in abundant dhikrullah and salawat. Amir ahlu sunnah dam barakatuhumul aliyah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us that try to walk a minimum of 45 minutes every day. 45 minutes, if you can walk every day, it will have a great impact, great benefit it will give us in our lives, inshallah azza wa jal. Try to recite the glorious Quran. The Quran is a shifa, it is a cure for us. When last have we looked at the glorious Quran? Maybe the last Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. This is our condition. Get connected, get back into connection with the glorious Quran. And Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhumul Ali advises us that minimum, try to recite 3 ayat of the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and the tafsir, the explanation from Siratul Jinan or Nurul Irfan or Khazainul Irfan, so we understand the verses correctly. Be in the company of upright, practicing, sincere Muslims. Yes, I agree with you. It's hard to find, but inshallah azawajal, if you join the beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islam, you will find it there. Before we continue, alhamdulillah azawajal, we have a caller. So let us listen to the call and what the issue is. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Abdul Qadir Bhai. I am from South Africa. I would very, very like to know the solution for barakat. You know, this is a common disease in society. There is no barakat. No matter how much we earn, but the money is getting finished. Can maybe we have some sort of wazifa or amal one can do in order to resolve this problem and keep up the good work? Madani Channel is doing a fantastic job, especially in English. May Allah Pak reward Dawud Islami and Madani Channel abundantly.
Ameen. Well, indeed, this you hear so many places. Perhaps you out there, you would also say this, or you would know somebody that would say this as well, that I don't see barakah, I don't see blessings in my rizq in particular, my income, my sustenance, my salary. I don't see barakah and blessings in my life, in my home, my children. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, when it comes to rizq, sustenance and income, remember, who is the true provider of this? Yes, the boss, he's giving the check or he's doing the EFT into our accounts regarding our wages and our salary. But at the end of the day, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who is the true sustainer. He is the real sustainer. And Allah Azza wa Jal has fixed our rizq, has fixed our income. It's up to us how we earn this. So firstly, we need to ensure that we are earning halal income. We must ensure that not even 0.1% of haram or prohibited sources are there, which is added to my income. If it does, or if it is, it will pollute that halal income. And therefore the barakah, the blessings can be removed. You know, another very important point, Allahu Akbar, please listen carefully, that make dua for your parents. The scholars mention, never ever leave or be negligent in making dua for your parents. Because a blessed hadith, the narration, the summary of which says that a person who does not make dua for his parents, his sustenance is cut short. His sustenance, his rizq, his salary, his income is cut short. Allahu Akbar. The barakah, the blessings are taken away from there. And before you know it, before the month is up, the salary is gone. And perhaps we have to borrow from people, take loans, get into debt. That's another headache on its own to pay back. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from falling into debt. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us, protect us against indulging in sins and earning from haram and prohibited sources. So one very good way of allowing that barakah and those blessings to enter into our rizq, our sustenance and income, is to always make sure, ensure that you are earning halal. Ensure that you are not negligent when it comes to making dua for your parents, whether they are alive or whether they have passed on. For those Muslims out there whose parents are alive, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them a long, healthy, happy, pious life. And for those whose Muslims out there whose parents have passed away, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them that their graves become gardens of paradise and save them from the punishments of the grave and the hereafter. Grant them entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability in the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, I will advise that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as you know, one of the departments of Dawud Islami is called Ta'wizat al-Tariyah, and stalls have been opened up globally in almost in many countries of the world. So you may find one near you where you can go and sit with the representative, the zimmedar of this department, explain to him your problem, and he can give you a ta'weez, he can give you some spiritual treatment or something to read, some wada'if and incantations as well. Now, if you can't find a ta'weezati at-tariya stall near you, then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has made it so simple, so easy for your convenience that even online, if you visit our website, dawudislami.net, you will find a section there at the top called Ruhani Ilaj. You click on that, there's an online form that you fill with your details and what your issue is, and the representatives of that department, they will try their best to arrange some kind of treatments or ta'weez or what to be recited when and all the details. They will try to arrange this for you. So please take advantage of these facilities that Dawud Islami is offering. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us barakah and blessings in our rizq, our sustenance, our income, our lives, our children, our spouses, our family, and our homes. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, now coming back. Those who are plagued by this disease of suicidal thoughts. It's a reality out there. I know many a times you would get youngsters. Youngsters who haven't really seen life, who don't really have much experience of life, so young, yet they are contemplating and they are thinking about suicide. Why? Because if we focus our attention only on this world, it will deceive us. Yes, you live in this world for the hereafter. Because we are musafirs, we are travelers, we are on a journey. We must not forget this. Always remember this. Ulama ikram have advised us, don't become a slave of the nafs, that nafsul ammara, that ego, the carnal desires, the base self. It too will deceive us. It works close with Satan, the cursed one, the humiliated one, shaitan, and tries to destroy us, tries to destroy our good deeds, and tries to push us towards the path leading to Jahannam, Hellfire. May Allah will protect us and our families and our children and future generations from Jahannam. So become a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't become a slave of the nafs and shaitan. They will deceive us and we will end up getting depressed and frustrated, and it could lead towards suicidal thoughts. Make dua for yourself. Dua is the brain of ibadah. Dua is the essence of ibadah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dua is that you are talking to Allah Azza wa Jal. You're talking. Allah Azza wa Jal can hear whether you are talking loudly or you are whispering. Or even what is in our minds and our hearts, our intentions, our motives. Allah Azza wa Jal is fully aware of all of this. Talk to Allah Azza wa Jal. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal. Cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know my condition. Forgive me. Make sincere tawbah as well. Sincerely ask for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sincerely ask Allah Azza wa Jal to remove the obstacles and the problems that are in your life and to grant you blessings. Sabr and shukr. This goes hand in hand. Whatever problem we have, you know, it's a beautiful thing to remain patient upon these problems. Don't you think that these are tests from Allah Azza wa Jal? Certainly, Allah Azza wa Jal is fully aware of what problems we have in our lives. And remember something, whatever problem it is, always you must remember this, that others out there have bigger problems than us. Bigger problems. So we are not alone. And our problem is very small compared to so many others. If you have a roof over your head, if you have a home, if you have a lovely bed to sleep on, even if you're sleeping on the floor, if you have your breakfast, lunch and supper, you have access to clean, pure drinking water. If you have these things, then really you are much, much better off than so many millions of people out there in the world who will wish they had your kind of life. That I had water, that I could take from the tap, pure water to drink, that I had my meals for the day. I had a roof over my head. I'm not sleeping on the street in the rain, in the storms, or in the snow. Allahu Akbar. Always look at those who are below us when it comes to the world. Because so many people out there are in worse conditions than us. So patience really is a virtue. And shukr, we have too many things to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have these eyes that you can see, Allahu Akbar. How grateful you must be to Allah Azza wa Jal that we are not blind, that we are not deaf, we are not dumb, we can speak. We are not insane, we have a brain that we can think, we can understand, we have the intellect, that we have our hands, we have our legs, our feet, we can walk, we are not in a wheelchair, we are not bound, we are not disabled. Too many blessings we have. Only we take a step back, take a deep breath and realize these things and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And the best way to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, ulama ikram have stated, is to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is how we be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, by being obedient to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Also, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if a person makes proper wudu, if a Muslim fasts, not just a Ramadan fast, but like Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah encourages us that every Monday, try to keep the fast, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would fast on Mondays. Do you remember why? When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why do you fast on a Monday? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in some of hadith that on this day the first revelation, the first wahi came to me, and also this is the day I was born. Kya baat-e Madine ki, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Nevertheless, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, fasting and the performance of wudu. A non-Muslim doctor has stated that I wash the faces of my patients who are suffering from depression or suicidal thoughts 5 times every day. Who is saying this? A non-Muslim doctor. 5 times a day, I wash these patients' faces. Others say that we wash the faces of our patients 5 times a day, we wash their hands. And we see that their depression is removed. We see that their condition is improved. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The same doctor says that depression is less common amongst practical Muslims because they wash their face, their hands, their feet 5 times every day. That is, they perform wudu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This non-Muslim doctor is telling us that practical Muslims who perform their salah, who make their wudu regularly, they face less depression than others. It is mentioned by the famous neurologist and the founder of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud. He says that fasting plays a major role in the removal of depression, in the removal of anxiety, of worry, of suicidal thoughts and all these mental tensions. Now you tell me, a Muslim who performs wudu correctly and is punctual with his 5 daily salahs and practices on the madani in'am, as I mentioned earlier, of fasting every Mondays, will he really suffer from tensions, from anxiety, from depression, as many others are suffering from? Of course not. May Allah will protect us against these mental issues. And we should do this. We should read that salah, we should fast, we should perform that wudu correctly, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will also gain those physical benefits, those mental benefits and spiritual benefits, inshallah ta'ala. So make a firm intention right now, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will establish my salah in my daily lives and try to encourage it amongst my family members and others. Allah certainly knows better than us, will only do what is best for us as well. Certainly. Allah Azza wa Jal will do only what is best for us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, there are many problems, difficulties of different natures as well. And there's a question, what should I recite before going to sleep. Now, you know, in English they say that sleep is the brother of death. When a person is sleeping, from afar you look at the person, the body is lifeless, not moving. It seems that the person has passed away. So yeah, certainly sleep is such a thing that, you know, before our deen even teaches us that before we sleep, certain things are to be recited. Perhaps you may know some of them, or perhaps you may want to know if you don't. And listen carefully, because there are certain things that can be recited before sleeping which are very beneficial for you and me as Muslims, as believers, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will advise you, teach this to your kids. Please, teach this to your children, because it will benefit them as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. It is reported from the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if you recite Suratul Fatiha, if you recite Suratul Fatiha and Qul huwallahu ahad, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad, the entire surah, when you get into bed, you will be secured from everything except death. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Kya baat-e Madinah ki. Imagine that, my dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Just reciting Surah Fatiha and reciting Surah Ikhlas one time, you will be safe from everything. You will be protected against all wrongs or evils out there, besides al-maut, besides death. So something simple that we can recite. Remember, our ulama ikram have mentioned that when we are lying down, then before reciting, we should rather fold our legs. Whilst we are lying down, fold the legs and then recite, out of adab and respect for whatever we are reciting. It is reported from Sayyidina Irbad bin Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated that he would recite Musabbihat. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that there is a verse among these which is better than 1,000 verses. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What is Musabbihat? Listen carefully. In the explanation of this hadith, the famous commentator of the glorious Quran and the hadith, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated that these surahs, that is Musabbihat, are 7 in total. Surah Al-Asra, Surah Hadid, Surah Al-Hashr, Surah Saf, Surah Jumu'ah, Surah Taghabun, and Surah Al-A'lam. And indeed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not recite the whole of these surahs, because they are quite long if you add all of them up. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite some selected verses from each of these surahs. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have another 2 calls. So before we continue on this, let us go towards the callers, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I got my problem. What can I redeem my family for fighting?
My name is Yusuf from South Africa. I just wanted to request for a small little dua. And also, I would like Maulana Sahab to enlighten me as to what wazifa can I read for disobedient children. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear Yusuf bhai. Indeed, while fighting, we're talking about domestic issues between spouses, and we can actually elaborate on that. Maybe go or expand into disobedience or arguments and quarrels between siblings, brothers and sisters, parents and children, and spouses as well. When it comes to these kind of aspects, these are very sensitive issues actually. And I will advise for both of these callers, please contact our representatives of the Department Ta'wizat al-Tariya to do istikhara. For each member of the family who are quarreling, who have that misunderstanding and who are fighting with each other, who have those arguments, do istikhara, so that we can diagnose what actually is the problem, if there is a spiritual problem behind all of this. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us against spiritual problems, physical problems, mental problems as well. So istikhara should be the first thing that we do. If you don't have, as I mentioned before, if you don't have a Ta'wizat al-Tariyah stall near you, then online as well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, that facility is also available. You go to Ruhani Ilaj on the website, dawoodislami.net, fill out the form for istikhara, a request for istikhara, or a request for whatever your issue is, and those brothers, they will try to arrange some kind of treatment or ta'weez or incantation and wadifa as well. Secondly, there is a beautiful Quranic dua, and we should memorize this. Memorize this by heart, it, and every day, if you can, every day, recite it. And more than this, memorize the meaning of it. What a beautiful, beautiful meaning of this famous dua of the glorious Quran. Memorize the meaning, and as you are making the dua, concentrate on the meaning or translation of this dua. And make dua thereafter for the family members who are quarreling. Between husband and wife, if they are quarreling, if they are not on speaking terms, this is one instance where a lie is allowed. Not anywhere and everywhere, but this is an example where a lie is allowed, where you would go to the husband and you would say, okay, the wife is praising you and missing you, and you know, these kind of words you could use when she actually didn't say that. And likewise, Islamic sister can go to the wife and said, okay, you know what, maybe the sister of the husband, that, okay, you know, your husband, he's praising you and he's missing you, when actually he didn't say it. Why? The intention is to bring back that husband and wife, to make that relationship solid and peaceful. Remember, I'll give you the wazifa in a moment, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. The basic unit of our society, according to Islamic teachings, is not the individual. That individual cannot live alone. He needs people. We are social beings. We need people around us. So the basic unit of a society is the family unit. Yes, that's correct. And what makes up the family? The husband and wife. And then children thereafter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And Shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, he knows this. So to break that society, he needs to break the basic unit of society. He needs to break that relationship between husband and wife, between the spouses. And in many cases, he is successful. Allahu Akbar. You must identify this as a trick, a deception, a trap of Shaitan. And he's making me do this. He's influencing me to say bad things, to hurl abusive remarks, or to use bad language to mentally, psychologically, emotionally to hurt that person, whether it's the wife or the husband. And who do we want to please? Do we want him to be happy? That the spouses are not on talking terms? Or do you want Allah Azza wa Jal to be happy? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be happy and patch things up and make Shaitan sad that, you know, he's failed or he has failed to break up the family unit, especially between the spouses. That beautiful dua, Quranic dua is, Allahumma Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You will find this as well in the world famous book of Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah called Madani Treasure of Blessings, or Madani Panj Surah. In fact, this book, every single home out there, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, whether you are in South America, North America, Africa, Asia, Europe, doesn't matter. If you're a Muslim, if you're a believer, if you're an Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please get a hold of this book. It is available from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop and the publications department of Dawood-e-Islami. And if you can't find one near you, then again, for your convenience, Dawood Islami has this book available online via dawoodislami.net. You click on the book section and you type in Madani Treasure of Blessings or Madani Pansura, and you can download this book for free. That's right, for free. No charge at all. And you will find more than 100 different subjects or topics in English that you can download for free as well. Many apps are also available where these e-books of Maktabatul Madina, of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, of Amira Ahl Sunnah Tambarakatuhum Al-Aliya are also available for free, for a free download. And share this with your friends, share this with your family. Once you read this book, you will agree with me. I guarantee you. It contains countless Madani pearls of advices for different occasions, for different issues, for different problems, whether you have a headache, whether you have other issues like spiritual issues as well, whether you want to save yourself, protect yourself and your family against nazar, the evil eye, what to read, when to read, how to recite it, all these issues, all these details, subhanallah azza wa jal, are covered in this beautiful and powerful book called Madani Panj Surah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, coming back to what was mentioned earlier regarding what do I recite before going to sleep. We mentioned the Musabbihat should be recited. We mentioned that Suratul Fatiha and Suratul Ikhlas once must be recited before going to sleep. Person who does this is protected against everything besides death. Now listen to this. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that the Prophet of creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, when getting into bed, whoever recites the following, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his sins, even if they are equal, even if they are equal to the foam of the sea, even if they are equal to the leaves of the trees, even if they are equal to the grains of the sands of the deserts, and even if they are equal to the number of days of the world. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Hadith 3408. Very beautiful, very simple as well. Perhaps you may know it. Let us put this into practice. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal, through His infinite mercy, His grace, will forgive us through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That dua, that wazifa is أستغفرالله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Again, أستغفرالله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Once more. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. The translation of this is, I seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, except whom there is none worthy of worship, who is the ever living and who is the sustainer of others. I incline towards him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So no matter what sins that a person has, it will be erased by Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, we must still also make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for our minor sins, our major sins as well. Major sins, many of them, perhaps even minor sins, you will have to fulfill the hukuk of that person. For example, if a person usurped the property, perhaps stole the property of another individual, besides making tawbah, besides begging sincerely from Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, we will also have to return that property to the owner. If we missed our salah, besides making tawbah, we will have to make the qada. We will have to read all those missed salahs that we have missed. May Allah forgive us and assist us, help us to fulfill our obligations, our duties, and be obedient to him Azza wa Jal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking about Tawbah, Amir Ahl Sunnah Tawun Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us also in Madani Inamat. Now, Madani Inamat, it's a booklet, but it's more than a booklet. It's a program. Any person out there that truly wants to reform their lives, that truly wants to rectify their lives, I guarantee you, if you practice punctually on the Madani Inamat and you fill it out and you take the daily record of your life, inshallah azza wa jal, you will see positive changes in your life. Madani Inamat as well is available online. Apps are there available for you to fill this application of the Madani Inamat online as well. Or you can order the books from Maktabatul Madina or download it from the website. Practice upon it, fill it out. One of those Madani Inams in connection to Tawbah is Salatul Tawbah. Amir Ahl Sunnah Tam Barakatuhumul Aliyah advises us before sleeping, before going to sleep, perform 2 rakats, make a fresh wudu, and read 2 rakats nafil of Salatul Tawbah. And you can recite after Suratul Fatiha any surah that you wish. When you complete the salam, now make dua of forgiveness for yourself, whatever sins you have committed for the day or in the past. And also make dua of forgiveness for your parents. Never forget them. Your parents, your children, your siblings, your brothers, your sisters, other relatives, fellow Muslims, wherever they are in the world, whether you know them or not, for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will sleep with a clear mind and you will be training your mind not to commit those sins again. I mentioned that make a fresh wudu. Do you know it's mentioned in Kanzul Ummal? Beautiful hadith epoch that states the person who sleeps in a state of wudu is similar to one who worships in the state of fasting. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that. We're getting free reward, this investment. This is an investment. It's a spiritual investment. A free reward. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. That sleeping in a state of wudu, if we made that fresh wudu and we performed the Suratul Tawbah and immediately thereafter we made the dua and we went straight to bed to sleep, then kya baat hai Madine ki? That person that sleeps in a state of wudu is like one who worships in the state of fasting. We must be greedy for one thing. Don't be greedy for the dunya. The dunya will deceive us. The more we chase the dunya, the further it will run away from us. Yes, be greedy for something and that is good deeds. Be greedy for good deeds. This is the currency of the hereafter. And do it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, a very beautiful sort of spiritual clock. It is mentioned, and this you can find also in the famous Madani Panch Surah, Madani Treasure of Blessings, that if one recites the last 4 verses of Surah Kahf, from Inna Alladhina Amanu right to the end, then if a person recites this with the intention of waking up at a certain time, so obviously we need to recite this correctly because it is ayat, it is verses of the Holy Quran. If we can't recite correctly, Dawud Islami has solved this problem as well. Madrasatul Madina for kids, for grown-ups, for Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters separately is available in so many places around the world. And again, for your convenience, even online as well. Take advantage of these facilities which are available for our own benefit, our own improvement as well. You can enroll there and you can learn the glorious Quran with correct pronunciations, correct makharij and tajweed, inshallah azza wa jal. And if you recite this, the last 4 verses of Surah Kahf, right to the end, with the intention of waking up at a certain time, during the night or the morning, then inshallah azza wa jal, the reciter of this will wake up at that time. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah azza wa jal, a spiritual clock. We must have yaqeen. We must have conviction and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Alright, one more thing that we can recite. Besides, yes, don't forget the dua. Dua before sleeping. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Learn this dua. If you are punctual with the different programs of Dawood Islam, you'll be learning this as well. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was asked about something to protect Iman. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi had mentioned, a person who recites Surah Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, right to the end, the whole surah, before sleeping, inshallah Azza wa Jal will pass away with Iman. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If you wake up, if you have to talk, then recite Surah Kafirun again. The last thing you must do is recite this. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get this benefit. It's mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood. Sayyidina Nawfil radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, recite the whole of Surah Kafirun before sleeping, because this is a freedom from polytheism, a freedom from shirk. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability, the enthusiasm to implement these things in our life, and may we be amongst those pious Muslims who have that favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. Join us next time on this wonderful silsila, Spiritual Cure. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless young man.